Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another week of Beyond Real Estate. This is our real estate roundup section. And this week we have Aaron in here. He is in the home inspection sector when it comes to real estate. And we wanted to get into it with him in terms of what's the importance of this home inspection anyway. Also, what is he seeing in his industry today compared to just 4 months ago? Not 4 years ago, but 4, 5, 6 months ago. And last, we wanted to see, are there any moving pieces that are disrupting his industry like so many other industries? So join us here today on Beyond Real Estate with our real estate roundup.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jaylik, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week we go in depth on how to become successful in life and business. Nick, take it away.
Everybody, so thanks for tuning in on another week. Beyond Real Estate, we have Aaron, our guest, joining us this week. And Aaron, let's throw that one in your court straight away. In terms of home inspections, what is the necessity of a job that seems so monotonous?
Well, that all depends on who you are. If you're a buyer, there's some things you should know for sure. And if you're a seller, there's also benefits to you, as you know, you can conduct what's called a pre-inspection or a pre-listing inspection. But let's touch on the buyer. If you know you want to get started there. Well, mainly it's so you know what you have on hand. If you're buying a used vehicle, which is essentially the same thing as a home, is a used home. Even a new home you can consider it a used home. People have walked in, people have walked out. So what you want to know is, what do you have on hand? What are you spending, you know, your lifetime savings on? What are you spending $300,000, $400,000, $600,000 in some local markets, even higher than that? So if you don't want to just kind of throw your money at something without knowing the product, you should be getting a home inspection. All right. As a buyer. Yeah.
Okay.
And what is some of the, and we talked about this just last week, we had a nice good old fashioned debate on whether you should do a pre-home inspection. Do you think that it is in the seller? First and foremost, do you recommend a pre-home inspection for everyone that's thinking of selling their home? Or is it just like if you're really not sure what that rattling in the roof is, probably you're a candidate, but the average person doesn't have to worry about it?
No, the average person should worry about it. Well, not worry. I wouldn't say it should be a stressful situation. But if you don't want it to become one, it's a lot better to get a pre-listing inspection. Surprises are not fun during a real estate transaction. Anyone who's bought a home, sold a home, or, you know, real estate agents, who's ever involved, does not do well with surprises. All right. Everyone starts to point fingers. Everyone starts to mistrust each other, and it just doesn't go well. So that's what a pre-listing inspection actually does. It'll help alleviate or, you know, remove surprises from the home itself. A lot of times when I work for the buyer side, the seller has no idea that the home is in the condition that it is. And that's when I get the pushback. That's when I get, well, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, I've had this roof, you know, looked at several times and what have you. I just changed the water heater. Okay. But it was changed incorrectly. And, you know, now it's ready to blow. So it is what it is. And, you know, a pre-listing can help avoid all those surprises. I actually have this content ready, so you're going to hear this later on. According to, you know, the NAR, National Association of Realtors, if you don't know who they are, homes with a pre-listing inspection actually sell faster and closer to the asking price. That's because generally what sellers can do is, you know, get on top of any repairs needed, disclose anything that needs to be disclosed. It limits liability and reduces negotiations. So that's the main thing for sellers.
Nice.
Talk to that first-time home buyer. They're a novice. They're just like, yeah, I hear this home inspection thing, but what is it exactly that you're inspecting?
Oh, I'm inspecting it off. I mean, you know, we are trained and, you know, experienced in inspecting every area that has to do with a home, that isn't like an extra addition for instance, like solar panels. That's more of a specialty. So not every inspector or general inspector would do those. And then it also has to do a lot, you know, same thing with real estate, how you sell it or where you sell it. Those areas matter as to what kind of inspections you need. You know, radon is a health concern in some areas. That's not big in California, but, you know, out in the East Coast, you know, those areas vary. A lot of inspectors do those. But general inspections are always consistent. You have your roof, your plumbing, your electrical, your foundation, attic space, and if you have an HVAC system or a heater system, those are all included or should be included in your general home inspection. There's other types, but that's the main one.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, here in Colorado, radon is a big one. Like radon is, that's a whole industry in and of itself just to mitigate radon. So, I mean, it's like, you don't want to live on a literal radioactive waste dump. I mean, it's not waste. I get it. I know where radon comes from. I don't really. It comes from the earth, though, and something's radioactive, and you don't want that.
It's a natural.
it's natural. Just like, you know, just like skin cancer if you go out in the sun all day, but that's why you put on sunblock.
Same thing with radon mitigation
and making sure that you're not just standing in radioactive material day in and day out and wondering why your head hurts all the time, especially when you just came out from the basement. So, what are you seeing, though, today versus what you were seeing, say, you know, 2, 3, 12 months ago? How is the industry and what you're seeing on a day-to-day basis within the inspection area of the grander real estate market? What are you seeing nowadays versus what you weren't seeing a few months ago?
Well, in general, inspections coming back. You know, not so long ago, home inspection, well, not home inspection, but real estate, you know, sales have skyrocketed. They were booming. So a lot of people with the competition were being advised or, you know, mentioned that if you waive your home inspection, you have a lot better chance of buying the home. You know, I wouldn't advise that to anyone. You know, there's a reason why they want you to waive it as a as a way to get you in, you know, in the lead. That was a big thing a while back, about a year ago, a couple years ago. And now we're starting to see them come back onto the table and being, you know, told, or the buyers or sellers, that, hey, a home inspection would be a good idea. And that's very good for us inspectors, for sure. So we're starting to get that, you know, flow back. You know, the transition is never good. It definitely stops at times, and it slows down for inspectors as well as for real estate agents. And during that time, a lot of inspectors actually drop out, you know, when they're not used to it, to that slowdown. They kind of just say, hey, it is what it is. I got to go. But what we're seeing now is, okay, it's coming back. People are getting more used to the idea of getting an inspection. It helps them. It helps the buyer, the seller, helps everyone involved, really. It's starting to look up. I don't see it coming back to normal completely until maybe end of first quarter of next year.
Aaron, first-time home buyer, let's stick on them for this example. They need to save up for the down payment. They need to save up for the closing costs. Your costs are separate of those costs.
Yes.
How much ish?
How much
is home inspection?
Good question. That's a, you know,
what's a ballpark?
That's kind of like the same thing of asking, you know, what's the average price of a home? It all depends on your local market. Depends where you're at in the States. Some areas, you know, there are a lot. I would say the national average, if I'm, you know, just going based off knowing inspectors, inspection companies from other areas, you're looking on the average is $300, but that number is changing very fast with, the economy, with the way inspections were in the last 2 years, it's all affecting the price point. So we're kicking it up, or it's starting to get kicked up a little higher than that, closer to 400.
And even California is probably close between 5 and 6, no?
Yeah, and it also depends on the size of the home.
Sure.
And what we're starting to see now is, with technology and learning more about the industry, you know, the inspection industry is fairly new, or relatively new. So a lot of new technology is helping us do other inspections that we couldn't do 5, 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know, now you have sewer inspections. We mentioned earlier radon inspections, mold inspections. You have all these different types of inspections now that you can do that you couldn't do back then. So that would add a price to it.
Sure.
So if you're adding the full ancillary services here in our area, you're looking closer to like $1,000 on an average size home.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that includes all the bells and whistles, though. If you're looking at an average size home, just a general home inspection, you can cut that number in half, and then that's where you're sitting at.
Yeah. I just want to give people some context too. Again, specifically those first time buyers, they're just like, God, what else am I needing to have to have? It's like, yes, in California, yeah, $1,000 is a pretty normal number when you talk about when you buy that home or when you get that offer accepted, expect between $1,000 and $1,200 for inspections. With that being said, what's the alternative? The alternative is you waive your home inspection and you inherit an unknown. And if you do have issues, there's no going back to that seller saying you didn't tell me because you waived your home inspection, right? So you're inheriting, if there's a $10,000 bill at the end of that sewer situation or $15,000 roof scenario that the seller was like, thank God they waived that home inspection. Like, now you just took that on. Right? There's nothing left. Like Aaron said, you know, there's nothing to negotiate when it comes to that space anymore. Because the buyer said, I'm going to forego home inspection.
Yeah, the house leaning slightly to the left. It was a modern build. It looked nice back in the day. You know, that's a design feature. No, it's meant to do that.
Yeah.
The AC system never worked. You don't really need it though. It's kind of cool here most of the time. It's fine.
Don't worry about
the chimney. Keep moving. Do you want to buy the house or not?
You don't need the chimney anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's definitely you know, something for the real estate agent to, you know, help you out with. Inspectors, we don't help you negotiate, but our reports are used for that. So that's something for your real estate agent to guide you through for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of like it's really a win-win for your buyers, because it's like either you know you have the perfect property, great, no worries, or you know something's wrong. So now you can get the house that you were willing to pay $500,000 for, you can get that now at a discount in order for them to fix whatever issues that you can fix, whatever issues that may be, as long as it's not impeding your ability to literally live in the property. So buyers out there, it doesn't make sense to waive that.
Yeah, no.
Well, and let's segue into a third point within your industry. Is your industry getting disrupted by technology, by new, bigger companies that are morphing or combining? What does that look like?
So that's interesting. We are in the weirdest state of the home inspection industry has ever been in. You have tech companies moving in who are, for instance, like, I think it's called Open Door. That's something where you can go in and look at homes, and you know, supposedly these types of companies are going to replace real estate agents, so that you no longer need an agent to buy a home. You just go on and pick one and sign documents, look over them yourself, and that's it. Well, it's the same thing for inspectors. You know, you no longer need to go to a real estate agent to let you know where to find them, a trusted one, because you know there's some that I won't go into. That's a whole nother
that's a whole there's other some route. That are that are shit at their job. I'll say it. I have no skin in this game.
That's a whole nother. Yeah, now we're starting to get picked apart by these larger tech companies who've never really done an inspection themselves. They just know how to gather them up and spread them out. So there's very little real information being told to the buyer or the seller who's looking to get a home inspection on what really matters, right? Mm.
So
it's
who's
just kind of like, here's your inspector. There's a good amount. There's a good amount, specifically newer inspectors who are trying to get, their business going, which I totally understand. They just want to pick up somewhere and get jobs and leads, which is great. I mean, I don't blame anyone for trying to get their business going and, feed their family. But it is being disruptive to a lot of the market share, where other companies who have built it on their own are being pushed out, or, a chunk of their market share is being taken by big tech companies who, because of their capital size, the size of their capital, they're able to market and promote and do all these other things that experienced inspectors just haven't got to. They just haven't been there yet because they're inspectors. They're not big tech companies. That's kind of what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, because as you alluded to with Opendoor, it's a big online tech company that is facilitating that experience. The but in there is they'll never be able to be the hyper local expert of a local market, right? They're trying to cover everybody. How about for you in your industry? Is it these home inspectors? Like, what is it that you know you can create and give that home buyer, prospective home buyer, that one of those tech companies, they just can't do that? And you really wish more people would know that.
Well, to put it all in context, home inspections and real estate transactions, they work together. So I'm sure you know this. It's a big personal experience. People are buying their first home. People are investing their life savings. So it definitely requires a hand-on type of inspector or person, a real estate agent, whomever, that needs to be there in a personal level in order to guide them. So the best way I can explain it really is, let me give you an example. And this recently just happened, I want to say a week ago, a couple weeks ago, a client of mine whom I inspected a home for about 8 months back, decided not to buy the home. Okay, I didn't know this until recently, where he called me to inspect this next one, the next one that he wanted to potentially buy. On the day of the inspection, he sent me a text. Hey, I can't make it. My wife's in labor. I need to be at the hospital. Can I trust you with this?
Actually.
Yeah, you can totally trust me with this. I mean, he has to go take care of what he has to take care of. And he put his trust, I'm essentially being his eyes and ears to come inspect the home, let him know what's going on. And then he can make a decision later on. So that's a very personal touch, man. I mean, I don't think you can get that anywhere else when you're going with these big tech companies. I just don't see it happening. That was a huge, compliment for me. It was a huge compliment as an inspector, man. He's having a baby, trusting me with his potentially new home for his new family. He's investing so much whatever cash, and it's generally in my hands to make sure that every little detail that may hurt that home purchase is discovered. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm there to do. And I think only local inspectors and in your local market can understand that.
No, that's brilliant.
That's a big
Agreed.
So I would say that's the best way to explain that.
No, I like it. No, and I appreciate it. And to be honest, I don't know that much more needs to be said on that note, because you
well, I hope not. In terms of
the importance and the necessity of hiring those local experts, you know, and I think that's the drawback of technology, is it's made things appear so easy, but it's created another layer of complexity, right? And it's that personal touch.
Yeah.
It's when I pick up the phone, am I going to get every single time? Or am I going to get Susie next time and Jalen next time and Mark the time after that? And now you're just like, does anybody talk in this company? Because I've called the same company, but getting a different answer or a different person. No.
Correct.
You can't trust those Jalen guys. Oof.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Don't trust the Jalen guys.
Well, everybody there, hope you had some takeaways on that one. Don't trust the Jalen guys. But in all seriousness, make sure you get those home inspections, because they serve a purpose and they serve a very important purpose. Yes, it costs some money up front, but it's ultimately to save you the potential of spending thousands, tens of thousands, even potentially down the road or in the near future, that is. So again, rewind this one if you couldn't remember it all, because it does have many layers to it, but nonetheless, a very important piece of the home buying process, and especially for you first-time home buyers. So until next week, this is This Week on Beyond Real Estate. Catch us Friday, because we are going to be talking about what we do to stay updated in our industries. You don't want to miss it. Check out soon.
Hey, thanks again for listening. If you want to hear more of Jalen McKenna, Colorado's mortgage dad, and his take on the Colorado real estate market, or just mortgages and mortgage news in general, check out the links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.